I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Three stories that make you shake your head. Surprisingly, a little tougher than I would have expected.
Yeah.
Usually the holiday weekend, a lot of people get in trouble. There's usually a plethora of choices for don't do this.
Well, we talked about Ryan Leaf already. He obviously goes in
he
there.
He could have gone
today.
In there. Yeah. We talked about the pool party at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Good Lord.
Those people all could be lumped into a giant don't do this, that's for sure. By the way, before we get to it, just a reminder, if you want to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets, courtesy of 97.3 The Fan, all you have to do, and it's very simple here, just download the radio.com app, favorite 97.3 The Fan,
yep,
and then hit play and listen like you normally would, and all of a sudden you're entered to win a $500 gift card to Sprouts Farmers Markets. You can go to 97.3thefansd.com. for more details. Just that easy.
I mean, pretty much right now, Ben, when you go through stories of that would be classified as don't do this, there's a bunch about people just getting together with no social distancing and no masks that happened at Ace Speedway in North Carolina. I mean, there's pictures of it. I mean, look. Like, the grandstands are packed. There's also a story, Ben, about Floyd Mayweather holding a giant party out in Arizona in Scottsdale. Pictures, it's packed. It's packed with people. It's like, all right, I mean, again, I'm just sitting here crossing my fingers, hoping and praying that we don't have to do this crap again, you know?
So, okay, first, don't do this for me. Imagine, like, if the Padres announced the hiring of Jace Tingler as their manager a few months ago and
yes.
sent out a tweet, but the picture was, like, of Rod Barajas instead.
Who's
totally
running there?
Wrong.
Who's running that account? Our boss Adam that will often tweet out something with the wrong picture.
This is actually what happened in Major League Soccer for FC Cincinnati. Last week they hired a new coach. His name is Jap Stam.
But they
posted a picture of a different person. His name is Tynus Van Turnenbroek. That to welcome Stam to the I guess he was the youth coach at the place where he used to coach, not the real coach. Someone pulled the wrong picture off the internet. Stam was just saying, "Oh, I thought they were pranking me by showing the wrong picture."
They weren't
pranking him. They just didn't know who the fudge is Jop Stam.
Jop Stam. It's funny because over the weekend I was looking at my Facebook memories and a nice memory popped up. It's when the Padres put our picture on the big screen at Petco Park in the middle of a game. Still trips me out to see that happened. And, I mean, imagine if it was two other dudes. There's Gwynn and Chris up there, and it's welcome Ben and Woods, you know? That's not a good one. I can't believe I missed this one. I had it written down to do, and I just totally missed it last week. But better late than never. Look, Ben, it's a whole new world as far as recruiting goes in college football. Things have changed. We are in uncertain times. I don't know if you guys have heard that. And coaches need to be up on all the latest technology. They need to be up on all the trends. And obviously we've heard the stories about Nick Saban. He doesn't even know how to send an email. So he's not going to be doing stuff like this. So Dabo Swinney thinks, you know what? If I get on TikTok, I'm going to have the edge. I'm going to have the edge on guys like Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron. Well, then Dabo downloaded the TikTok app, and he did this.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. Coach Sweeney's got that drip, and now he's on TikTok.
I have the pee shivers. I'm so, the dork chills, all of, play it again, Paul, and listen to how he says drip.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. Coach Sweeney's got that drip, and now he's on TikTok.
You see the hair on my arm? It stood up.
Drip. mean... Coach Sweeney's got that drip.
I want to die. I want to crawl in a hole and pull the dirt over myself and just die in it if I ever have to hear that again.
Anything that starts with hickory dickory dock.
I was thinking he was going Andrew Dice Clay here on this. Hickory dickory dock. This chick was...
Coach Sweeney's got that drip.
That's all I could... When he started doing it, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy, coach. Holy cow. Oh, man, it's bad. It's bad, isn't it? Isn't that bad?
It's pretty bad.
Isn't that bad? And I, you know, we've had Dabo on the show. He's a great dear friend of the program.
Hickory dickory dock.
Very successful at what he does.
Yeah.
But it's funny, those college coaches.
Oh, man.
Very few of them are actually cool, considering they work with younger people. I mean, Jim Harbaugh is decidedly not cool. Nick Saban is not cool.
Who's the coolest college football? It's got to be Lane Kiffin,
it's
right?
It's not Mike Gundy. Lane Kiffin, really?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He can be
smoke
somewhat
show-wise.
Savvy on social media at times, but...
Who's cool? Like, Mike Leach is not cool. Brian Kelly is not cool. Clay Helton?
David Shaw's not
David
cool.
Shaw's not
James
cool.
Franklin? I don't know.
No, God, no.
No.
Who's cool? Like, you look at... Like, all right, remember when we were kids, you grew up watching the NBA. You see Pat Riley, you're like, God... Bless, that is a cool-looking coach. Like,
Jim
Pat
Harbaugh.
Riley was cool. Yeah,
no.
Harbaugh's awful.
Terrible. Terribly uncool.
Khakis. He made, Harbaugh makes you look like James Dean.
Ryan Day from Ohio State.
Yeah, okay. I'll
I
get
mean,
behind
maybe
that
I
a little
don't know
bit.
Enough about him, but he's younger, and, I mean, he's still a football coach.
I mean,
coach.
Cliff Kingsbury was cool. He was
he
cool.
Was. Now he's the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, who lives at the Getty Museum.
Did we say Chip Kelly? I mean, Chip Kelly had, like, a lot of prestige to him.
No,
Chip Kelly
was not cool. He's like kind of a dumpy.
Pete Carroll
was
coach
cool.
At USC.
I hated him, but he was cool.
Kind of found him to be kind of cool.
Yeah, same. Same.
But he made himself cool by being Pete Carroll. He wasn't like naturally cool, but his success and his personality
made
him cool.
He didn't look not cool though. He dressed cool and he was a lot of energy.
You know who was cool? Rocky Long was cool.
Rocky Long was cool. Like an older, like savvy, cool guy. Yeah, I'll give you that. I will give you that. Brady Hoke's not cool.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll work on it.
Comes in with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
This
first meeting.
This last one is not decidedly not sports. It was just one of those I read over the weekend and it was like, what the heck is going on in Germany? Now, first of all, these two cities, Woodsy, are just awful. I mean, they are horrendous. But then the kicker is really what the don't do this is for this story. Here's the first one. 55-year-old farmer in Germany has been convicted of drowning his wife in liquid manure after a court dismissed his claim that she fell into the slurry pit by accident. Second one, a court in the southern city of Ellwangen convicted a 48-year-old German man of killing his estranged wife by pouring gasoline over her and setting her alight. I mean, two just gruesome, terrible stories. In the first one, the court sentenced the defendant to 13 and a half years in prison. In the second one, the court sentenced the guy to 15 years in prison for murder. That's it, Germany? That's all?
2-year difference?
Yeah, well, just 13 and 15 years for, like, the most gruesome murders ever? It seems light. That seems like a light sentence for really horrible-sounding crimes.
What'd they do? I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke. That's a joke. That is.
Don't do this, Woods.
That is a joke
for
Dave Chappelle.
Don't do this, Woods.
What'd you do?
Don't do this, Woods.
All right.
Don't do this.
On a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll have Scott Lewis from the Voice of San Diego settle a binding arbitration, do you want to call it?
Fine.
On whether it's okay to wish someone a happy Memorial Day or not.
Coach O's cool.
Coach O is cool.
He's cool.
Good one.
That's what he just tweeted
in. Well, we just had him on the show.
Thank you, Evan.
A few weeks ago.
Yep.
He will settle binding arbitration, whether it's all right to wish someone a happy Memorial Day. Scott Lewis, and probably some other things as well. Coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.